This week is the deadline for Israeli troops to withdraw from southern Lebanon. Tuesday is the agreed-upon date, but Israel already missed one previous deadline at the end of January, and it's indicated it will remain in some strategic areas along the border, raising fears of a prolonged occupation. U.S. Central Command, which chairs the ceasefire committee, reiterated on Friday it expects Israel to hand over control of all population centers by the Tuesday deadline. Special correspondent Simona Foltin has our report from southern Lebanon, where she embedded with U.N. forces.
In southern Lebanon, UN peacekeepers watch over a fragile ceasefire. Lieutenant Colonel Shane Rocket leads the Irish battalion here.
We're about 6 to 7 kilometers from the blue line.
The blue line is the UN's demarcation line separating Lebanon and Israel. For decades, this UN mission, called UNIFIL, has been stationed here to keep hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah at bay.
Our job here is to be the eyes and ears of the international community and pass on whatever information we can see on the ground in relation to violations.
And the violations have been many. Almost 3 months after the ceasefire came into effect, Israel still occupies Lebanese territory and is likely to stay past a second deadline. The delays have sparked fierce opposition from Hezbollah and Lebanon's newly formed government. UNIFIL has been caught in the middle.
It's been tense. It's been unpredictable. There's been a lot of movement of the civilian population out of the area of operations. There's been a lot of kinetic activity here. It's been difficult to operate as a UN peacekeeping force in those conditions.
While Hezbollah has stopped firing rockets into northern Israel, the Lebanese government accuses Israel of hundreds of attacks on Lebanese soil since the truce began in November.
UNIFIL doesn't have the mandate to enforce the ceasefire. Its job is to monitor and report violations. But even that has become more challenging in recent months as it faces growing movement restrictions, especially from the Israeli side.
To access Lebanese areas under the IDF's control, UNIFIL must obtain Israeli permission.
We are given permission for certain conditions. If we need to go to a UN position that will go through that particular village or around that village, we request permission to travel in those locations. Freedom of movement for the UN and in assistance to the LAF, the freedom of movement of both of us in the area of operations is difficult at the moment. There are a number of roadblocks. There are a number of conditions that are set that mean that we can't go into certain locations. And that's been frustrating as a commander here.
As a result, UNIFIL was unable to take us close to the blue line where Israeli troops are still stationed. Instead, we headed to the nearby town of Tibnin, passing through villages where Hezbollah enjoys widespread popular support.
This area has historically been a Hezbollah stronghold, and there's quite a bit of suspicion among locals towards UNIFIL, which is perceived by some as siding with Israel. So the peacekeepers are trying their best to reach out and build trust with local communities.
The peacekeepers visit a girls' orphanage that has been damaged in an Israeli strike. Its director, Ali Saad, is grateful for their support, but such positive attitudes towards UNIFIL are rare.
During the conflict time, the recent conflict time, the people did not feel, the majority of the local community did not feel that UNIFIL was supportive to them because their houses, all of the houses, even they are not military targets, they were blown up and damaged, and what was not blown up was burnt in front of UNIFIL eyes, and UNIFIL did not do or could not do anything.
Distrust has further grown in recent months as Israel repeatedly violates the ceasefire with little condemnation from the international community.
Some people have that feeling that why do UNIFIL do not treat both sides equal? Because all the pressure is put on the Lebanese side.
As part of the truce, Hezbollah is to disarm south of the Litani River, in line with a 2006 UN resolution that was never implemented.
Israel is saying that Lebanon has not kept its part of the deal. How easy is it for you to verify whether Hezbollah has disarmed south of the Litani River?
That's a difficult question to answer. What we have seen over the last number of weeks is a decrease in the kinetic activity that's happening here in South Lebanon.
Many of Hezbollah's fighters are from southern Lebanon and can easily blend into the civilian population.
Is it possible to differentiate between fighters and civilians?
When any element, armed element, is embedded within the community, it's impossible to determine who's a fighter and who is just a normal civilian.
Israel has said it'll remain here until Lebanon upholds its commitments under the ceasefire. Many fear that this could open the door for indefinite Israeli presence and perhaps give Hezbollah reason to take up arms again. For PBS News Weekend, I'm Simona Foltin in southern Lebanon.